This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Katrine Formby. She and her husband, Bill, own the Nugget Building and are otherwise part-time Telluride locals. They are bringing, for the first time ever, TEDx Telluride Live, a simulcast of the TED Conference in Long Beach, to town on Wednesday, February 29th. The event will take place all day theater, and it is free. Katrine, thanks so much for joining me.
Happy to do so.
So, how long and in what ways have you and your husband, Bill, been involved with the Telluride community?
Well, we started coming to Telluride, I think, about 15 years ago, and just fell in love with it like everybody does because of the natural beauty and, you know, just the charm of the town. And then about 13 years ago, we found this beautiful building downtown that actually wasn't quite so beautiful because there were rocks falling off the top, the Nugget Building, and we decided to buy it and do restoration and kind of make that the hub of where we enjoy Telluride.
Okay. And since you own the Nugget, I'm curious, why not simulcast TEDx Telluride Live from your own theater?
That was the thought in the beginning. That's exactly what we wanted to do. We thought, I wanted to see the simulcast with friends, and I thought, well, we'll just put it on the big screen and the Nugget, and we'll just, you know, have people join us. What happened is so many people signed up that we realized that we were already full before we even really announced it. And Barb Bratton at the library was nice enough to offer us the room there for 80 more people, but more and more people signed up, so finally we just called Heather at the Palm, and we were very lucky that the Palm was available, and so everybody's going to be comfortable.
Wonderful. Getting over 300 people to sign up ahead of time in Telluride is nothing short of a miracle. As you know, this is a last-minute town. So how did you do it?
Well, I think probably it did help that we told everybody the Nugget's going to fill up, and if you don't sign up, you're going to be on a waiting list. So that actually did help people sign up because they realized, wow, if I don't sign up, I'm not going to be part of it. I think that helped. And quite honestly, I'm just really happily not really surprised that I think there are so many people in Telluride that have heard of TED Talks and that know about them, and you don't even have to explain it to them. It's like, TED Talks, great, I'll be there. And, I think Telluride's a very intellectually curious community with people that really like to, you know, talk about ideas and think outside the box. So I think that has something to do with it. It's just such a great fit.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And backing up, how did you go about getting the license to do this simulcast? I'm sure it wasn't easy.
Well, they TED really has their motto is ideas worth spreading, and they're really serious about it. They really want the speakers who speak for 18 minutes to be seen by as many people in the world as possible. You can actually go to the TED website, TED.com, and see every speaker who's ever spoken. So they really want people to see it. Their Long Beach conference is very expensive, $7,500, and there's 1,000 people on the waiting list, so it's very hard to get in. So they're trying to open things up a little bit more, and they've offered some people around the world a chance to simulcast one day. And one of the parameters is you have had to have gone to a TED conference, which I did in 2009. And so I had to apply, and you know, the license is free. I didn't have to pay anything. All they did is give me a stack of rules that said, you can do this, you can do this, you can do that, you can't do this, because they really want it to be very TED-like. But it's called TEDx Telluride Live. The X stands for independently organized. So they've given me the license for a year, and I'm hoping that it's going to be successful. So if I apply for it again next year, they'll give it to me. But it's really only for a year, and then you have to reapply.
How would you measure success?
Well, I think it's already successful because
I do too. I was just that was sort of a question with a built-in answer because you already have half the Palm full.
Exactly. We have over 330 people, and because everybody's been telling me that people in Telluride tend to sign up for things last minute, I'm thinking, my gosh, maybe a whole bunch more are going to sign up. Luckily, we have the Palm, so we can take them. But I think the numbers absolutely show that it's a success. And I know, because the Palm is such a great venue, that the simulcast will be very clear and sharp and the sound will be great. And, you know, just getting all those Telluride people together to listen to these remarkable speakers and then, you know, have conversations during breaks, I mean, I would say it just cannot be not successful.
I would agree with you. I
understand. I hope Ted does too.
Yes. I understand you're doing something very special for some young people. Could you say what that is?
Yes. Because we have the Palm, we are going to have the balcony of the Palm open for students to be able to come to the TED Talks. And we're working with the head of all the schools in the area saying, you know, here are the speakers. You know, please feel free to bring your class in. Ideally, we want the class to come in for a series of speakers because all the speakers for TED, they're 18 minutes long. And so, for example, from 9:30 in the morning to 11:15, there are six speakers.
Wow.
And so all six go right, one right after the other. And ideally, the students would come in for one of those sessions. Ideally, they'd come in for the whole day if the teachers would allow that. But we really want the balcony to be for students to be able to go in and out, and then the main area will be for people that we really are encouraging to stay for the whole day.
Okay. And let's talk about the stay for the whole day part.
Okay.
How do you see the 29th unfolding? Are you seem to be encouraging people to spend the whole day at the Palm. What about food and water and sort of the basics of life?
Well, yes, we have thought of all that, and TED makes a really big emphasis on having the people who are watching the simulcast get together during breaks, and they always serve food during breaks, and we will be serving light snacks during breaks. We will have one break in the morning, one break in the afternoon. They're about 45 minutes to an hour long, mm-hmm. and then we have a lunch from 1:45 to 3:15, but that will be on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people, there will be things to eat, places to stand. You know, obviously the bathrooms are great at the Palm. But that was another mm-hmm. problem with the Nugget,
mm-hmm.
you know, with one bathroom.
Yes.
So the way I see it unfolding is that people come at, it starts at 9:30, so they come at 9. They listen to a set of speeches, then there's a break, then they listen to more speakers, then there's lunch, more speakers, a break, and then more speakers. And in a perfect world, people would stay the whole day because they can really communicate with other people about what they've heard. So that would be in a perfect world, but we know that the world is not perfect and some people may have to slip out,
mm-hmm.
and so they just have to do what they want to do. I'd rather encourage people to come even if they have to, you know, slip out and walk their dogs or whatever.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Now, suppose I do spend the whole day there, and yes, my husband and I are signed up.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ways to follow up to the TED Talks, you know, from this one day, sort of in the cave all day?
Mm-hmm.
What, if I get totally jazzed, mm-hmm. what are the ways that I can follow up?
Well, I would suggest to go to the TED website, you know, TED.com, because there you will see, you can access all the talks that have ever been put together. There's ways for you to communicate with other people who've been to TED, other people who've just watched TED Talks online. So I think, you know, going there, I guess I would encourage some people to just try and sign up for the Long Beach Conference, you know, mm-hmm. people who have $7,500 laying around and would like to see all 4 days, you know, in Long Beach. They should apply, even though there's 1,000 on the waiting list, that might be hard to get into. There's
mm-hmm.
also a summer TED in Edinburgh, which is a little less expensive. I think it's $6,000, but that's much easier to get into. So I think if somebody comes out just absolutely jazzed, I think they should actually go to a TED conference. And another way that TED is opening up is that you also, for $1,000, can sign up to watch the simulcast TED Talk of Long Beach and Edinburgh.
Right.
To watch the simulcast on your computer. I mean, that's
okay.
Actually what I did last year. I paid some money to watch it on my computer, and I realized, my gosh, this is fantastic, and all I wanted to do is see it with other people, which
mm-hmm,
is why
mm-hmm.
I want to see it with other people in Telluride. So that would be another way to get involved.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we could talk about this forever, but probably we should meet again after the conference and talk about how exciting it was.
That was fabulous.
So, well, let's do that. So this has been Susan V. Rock, Telluride Inside and Out. speaking with Katrine Formby, owner of the Nugget Building with husband Bill, and together they are bringing TEDx Telluride live to town. That event takes place all day, Wednesday, February 29th at the Palm. Register now because it's filling up. Katrine, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, and I'm glad you're coming.
Me too.